This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome in another hour of Doug Steffens' Good Day program. As you probably know, I'm also a farmer, and I love to share information about my farm and how you can benefit from the lessons I've learned and from other successful farm stories as well. So in this hour, I have a special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program to help you with your meal planning, backyard farming, whatever. It's the Good Day Farm Show, the American Family Farmer. Now returning to your ear is the American Family Farmer, another edition this week. Doug Steffen here with a gentleman who is president of a grain outfit. I'm going to talk with him in a few minutes about the way to add profit to your farming, to your commodities, what you're growing. Right now, though, the news this week, courtesy of all the research staff, Jay Kirshner and others who are putting together a lot of this stuff. I see it, and I think, okay, yeah, this is something we better bring to the attention of the people who are growing your food, the people on the farm, the families that are connected to the farm. And so one of the number one issues, not only on the farm, but just about everywhere, is artificial intelligence, AI. Has it reached any real significance in your life, day-to-day life? What about the fast food place that now, because of labor shortages, restaurants are turning to AI to take orders for burgers, et cetera, et cetera? So let's fast forward. That's about the customers and what they're getting for the food, but I'm interested in what it's doing to the farm or what it may do. A friend of mine has a dairy farm, quite a successful one. Not only does he milk the cows, he processes and sells his own milk. This is the way I think it ought to be done, frankly. And so he had a problem. His barn collapsed during the winter. So he moved the cows out there at a couple of other different farms as he's rebuilding his barn. And he's spending an extra $125,000 to have a robot. Robots milk the cows. The robots clean the barn. The robot's doing pretty much everything. It's going to go from a three-man staff to a one-person staff, that farm. And when I had lunch with him a couple of weeks ago, I said, how's this all going to work? How do you feel having grown up on the farm, watched your father, your grandfather work, milk the cows, and turning it over to a machine? That just doesn't seem right, but that's where all of this is going, even with the smaller farm. As I said, I think he milks 175 cows and has half of them are organic, the other half are traditional, and he sells every drop of milk that he makes in his store. And this is, as I said, the way to do it as far as I'm concerned, as long as you can find a market for it. Tough for people in the middle of nowhere milking cows to do it this way, but if you're in an area where there's a good population, you can sell your milk, sell your produce, sell whatever it is that's on the farm. But then back to AI and what it really is going to, what's it going to be like? I find it hard. Maybe it's my romancing. We should do a movie, Romancing the Farm. I think there's a lot of romance. It's a lot of work, and maybe this takes a lot of work. Or maybe this saves the smaller and medium-sized family farm. I'm not sure. As long as we're talking about dairy, it's June, and that's Dairy Month. The whole business about the 2023 Farm Bill and dairy farmers seeking reform. Later on in this hour, I'm going to have some very poignant thoughts in my opinion portion of the program as to what we ought to be doing and thinking about when it comes to the silliness of the government and its involvement in what you can make if you're a dairy farmer. There is some insight that has come about this week as a result of several different groups getting together to report to the government on agritourism. Do you do agritourism on your farm? I do it on my farm, and it's, you know, one of the reasons for being, frankly. The animals raising the Jersey replacement heifers that I do every once in a while is a Holstein that shows up in there. But I'm about the business of having people learn what it's like to be a dairy farmer, what it's like to raise cows, what it's like to have this land and to try to cherish it and protect it in an area, at least in my case, where there's huge pressure against me, trying the people that'll value the land at hundreds of thousands of dollars an acre so they can put up houses on it. I just don't want to do that. I find that it helps sell products. And that's why a lot of people have this agritourism. They have it because it's designed to help people learn about your farm. It's also designed to help you sell the things that you produce on your farm. So if anything, I think this agritourism insight, they surveyed 6,000 farms for this. And of that group, 1,900 offered agritourism connected to direct sales of their products. And then the rest of them, more than often is the case, where they will sell direct to consumers, or the consumer recognizes the name of the farm when they go to the retail store to buy. The majority of the people that are coming for agritourism in the last 10 years have been from 55 to 64 years old, which I find hard to believe given my farm and who comes to visit my farm. Most of the people are families. Most of them have children. Most of them are young children. Yes, the older folks do come, but not as well. Maybe it's just because of the area that I'm in. 55 to 64 year olds, not number one on my farm, but that seems to be the case. Agritourism, though, in my mind, ought to be something that appeals and is used by people of all ages and encouraged by the farmer. Get the people from all, I mean, you want to get the repeat customers, and the younger the customers, the more they're likely to repeat the visit to your farm and buying your products. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on your weight. It's summertime, and you want to look your best. Well, we're all working harder, so perhaps we're losing weight. At this time of year, you can lose it a little bit easier than you can if you're working hard than what happens during the wintertime. And so the secret to Calitrin success is that it helps support you not only losing the weight, but keeping it off. So you can lose weight during the summer, and then you pack it back on in the wintertime. Well, you won't do that if you're using Calitrin. Calitrin doesn't require any special diets, doesn't require you to use any other products. You'll love that Calitrin has a, they have people that are standing by. When you go online to the website, toploss.com, you can connect with somebody who will be your counselor. You can talk to him or her on the phone. You can correspond with them on social media. But anytime you have questions, you can feel free to email these people your personal connection to losing weight the safe way. Here's the story of a lady who lost 22 inches. Good Lord. Losing. Here's a guy who lost 135 pounds. See all these stories right now at toploss.com and help yourself to success. The all-natural way, no drugs, no stimulants, just success. Check out the unlimited BOGO deal, and you can mix up the liquid, the capsules, the powder, any way it works. Take it, use it, enjoy it, and feel good about yourself. Toploss.com, the website for all-natural Calitrin.
Attention timeshare owners, tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800 800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
Happy to have back on the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. Back on the American Family Farmer with some of the news this week. The question about food labels has come up and whether or not you are able, when you go to the grocery store, to see the whole story, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. Walking through grocery store aisles, as I did this past weekend, I went to a Wegmans that I hadn't been to for a long time. I was bombarded with lots of information. I've become, in the last year or so, somebody who reads the labels, but just see lots of labels now. The people that are selling you stuff are getting wise to what it is that you're looking for. So they'll put in big letters, reduced sodium, and then another, only 100 calories per serving. So you'll think that you're making the right decision. However, that's not necessarily the case, according to a prominent cardiologist. Despite all these healthy claims, more and more people have high blood pressure, more and more people have high cholesterol, more and more people are trying to lose weight because they are being schnookered by the labels. So if you're selling your own produce on your farm, you don't have to have labels, unless it's milk, and milk you got to have labels on it. But if you're selling raw milk, or even if you're selling your own milk produced on the farm and pasteurizing it, the quality is so much better, you need to tout that. I think that's the most important part of understanding what's neat about being able to buy stuff on the farm. June is Dairy Month. It's also the month in which a lot of people expect to find a lot of fresh fruit. But I'm looking around the country. The wet June, certainly here in the Northeast, has stalled early fruit production and picking. And in some cases, folks over in Maine, for example, and here in Massachusetts, lost a lot of fruit because of a late season frost. It just isn't going to be there. So the fact that you're going to have to pay a lot more, people who don't understand what's going on, why is strawberries twice as much this year as they were last year? Well, they're more expensive because there are fewer of them. Strawberries, I'm looking at some of the other things because of the cold and rainy June so far in some of the northern climes, growing is way off. I was talking to a fellow who comes to our farmer's market every week, and he said, for example, his corn, he won't have his first corn until the end of July, 1st of August. That means it's only going to be like 2.5 months worth of corn. Normally it's three. It usually starts around the 4th of July here. The further south, New Jersey, they have corn now. Go down to the Carolinas, they've had corn there for a couple of months. In Florida, they have it all year round. But jeepers crow. The weather here has been, I can speak from my own experience in the hay business. We really haven't gotten a substantial start on our haying yet. The hay is thick and rich and green, but because the rain is every other day, we can't dry it out. I'm actually going to put some of it into baleage for my cows, but I have a lot of customers who want good dry hay, and so it's affecting, especially in the north and northeast, all of you farmers there. I don't have your back, but you have my sympathy because I'm going through it as well. All right, so that's the update on a lot of the news that's affecting farmers and your food supply. why we continue on with the American Family Farmer after these words.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
The hour now on the American Family Farmer this week, bringing into the fold the president of the grain division of Superior Feed, John Sheave, is here. He contributes regularly to agweb.com. I think the last time you were here, we were talking about managing the spread. I don't know that people really understand when it comes to grain, corn, that sort of stuff, how the markets affect and what's going on in the economic world, how that affects the markets. Is it too confusing for the average farmer who's growing this stuff to understand? Does he or she really get it, or is this a mystery to many people?
I think it is a mystery to most farmers, but that's because most of the people who buy and sell grain in the country are not incentivized to really educate the farmer on this because it's to their advantage that they don't quite understand it because it's where a lot of the end users and any buyers of grain technically probably make most of their profits because buyers of grain, doesn't matter if they're an end user or grain elevator or whatever, they're not taking any risk with the futures on the board. They are simply going to be, the minute you sell them grain, they're going to, and they buy it from you to offset that, they're going to sell futures at the exact same second. So they take zero risk on the board. Where they make money is watching the spreads between the futures contracts. So right now you're going to focus on, if you've still got old crop in your bin, you're focused on the July contract. If you're focused on what you're going to raise for a new crop that will be harvested in the fall, you're focused on the December contract. The end users are going to be focused on what is July versus how much is September, and how much is September more than December, and how much is December more or less than March, May, June, and July, or March, May, and July. And the problem is that farmers focus on the futures because we know they can move anywhere from $1.50 to $2 a bushel per year, and in some years even more if we're looking at corn. But the problem is that the spreads, they're only going to move maybe 20 cents, sometimes 40, but that's a rarity, but normally just 20 cents in a year. So most farmers are like, well, why do I care about something that only moves 10% of what the futures can move.
And so explain why they should care.
The reason is because 20 cents, if you raise 200 bushels per acre corn, that's $40 per acre. That can be the difference of being able to rent a few more acres versus your neighbor, or just literally maybe your profits for the entire year. If we go back to $4.50 corn, that could be literally your profit for the year. So it is very important that you focus on it, or at least start learning how it affects you, because in most years it's going to pay if you put grain in the bin, having it sold, and you becoming a mini elevator yourself.
So, and the confusing part of this, I'm already confused, and we're only 4 minutes into the conversation. I think I said that to you last year. Everything is so darn confusing. How does the farmer stand a chance unless he or she becomes an expert in all of this stuff? In the meantime, they're trying to farm, and you'd like to think that somebody would be on their side to help them out to get the maximum, because after all, how do you continue to produce good quality things if you don't have people that stay in business?
You got to find somebody who's on your team, and you've got to find someone who can help you navigate this. It's no different than a farmer who doesn't know how crop insurance works, doesn't know how the mechanic side of things work. They go out and hire people part of their team. They're a CEO. They've got to find the best players for their team.
I'm not sure that a lot of people look at it that way, but that is a good way to look at it, frankly. Let's explore that more as we return here on the American Family Farmer with John Sheave. I'm Doug Steffen.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. At least three people reportedly are dead after a tornado ripped through a tiny North Texas town overnight. A tornado warning went out in Matador, Texas around 8 p.m. local time. Matador is just over an hour's drive northeast of Lubbock, Texas. The twister damaged a dozen buildings, and that prompted a search for people who might be trapped in the wreckage. The tornado hit less than a week after tornadoes blasted Perryton, Texas, killing at least three people and injuring dozens. The U.S. Coast Guard is predicting that the oxygen supply on the missing vessel used to explore the Titanic will run out very soon. Search efforts have been intensifying since Sunday when the submersible carrying five people disappeared. Officials say at least 10 assets will soon be on the scene about 900 miles off the coast of Cape Cod, Massachusetts. The focus is an area where Canadian aircraft recently detected underwater noises. Lance Pry, USA News.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Four past the hour now, you're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day. Let's get back to this special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program. It'll help you with ideas for your eating, your meal planning, and if you want to have a garden, we got all the info here. Plus, how to be a successful farmer. That's all part of the American Family Farmer. Markets and the things that move the markets. We have with us here from Superior Feed Ingredients, the president of the grain division, John Sheeve, talking about how you can understand what goes on, how things fluctuate. The price is dependent on lots of different things. For example, the weather, and whether it's going to be a drought this year here in the Northeast. We're not big grain producers, but we are big when it comes to actual the food that's consumed by folks directly, whether it's asparagus at this time of year and strawberries, or
whether it's corn or whether it's radishes or whether it's lettuce or whether it's tomatoes, we're all affected by the weather. We're just smaller commodities. We're talking about bigger commodities here in a manner of speaking, but we don't seem, I guess, Mother Nature, well, it is what it is. The weather changes all the time, so that's going to influence. Why should farmers be surprised if they're well educated as to the price of soybeans this year versus last year because of the weather?
Exactly. If you could predict the weather, you would be the richest person on earth, because everything revolves around it. It isn't just agriculture, but every aspect of our lives depends upon how the weather is, and no one can predict it. It's hard to predict it 1 to 2 hours out, let alone 5 days out, and then once you get beyond 2 weeks, the chances of it, you being right, I mean, you might as well flip a coin, because that's about how good your odds are.
Well, and there's advocacy needed for the farmer because there's so much volatility in everything, quality of the seed, quality, you know, can we still get fertilizer, what's the best fertilizer to use, should we be doing conventional, should we be doing organic, all of these things that enter into making decisions as to how to succeed, how to stay in business. And so in terms of helping the farmer, because we've admitted that it's difficult, it's almost like it was purposefully, like the dairy people get screwed by the processors purposefully. The collusion between the big ag commodity outfits and the government versus what the average farmer can do. And I sense it's the same over in your department where, the commodities, whether the people that are on the mercantile exchange or wherever it is the prices are being set, they really is like the stock market. It's for the insiders. But yet they don't seem to realize that without the outsiders, there is no inside.
Well, I mean, I don't know. That sounds a little more conspiratorial, and I guess my thoughts
I think that way sometimes, yeah.
In general, the market is still determined by how much grain there is, and the market's job is to figure out where the grain is going to end up and how much is going to still be there. I mean, if we look at what we thought we had for storage on this grain back in October, we thought we would run out. Well, what happened? The market ran on up on price. It rationed everything off. And then, lo and behold, we do have enough grain because the price did what it did, and now it's coming back down to try and get rid of it. I see a lot of people who always get all upset with the USDA and think the USDA is price rigging, but that makes no sense, because if your price rigging on one side, then all the end users should be having just be making a ton of money hand over fist, and all you hear is that the end user isn't making any money either. So it's probably working the way it's supposed to work.
Well,
it just isn't going to be a clear picture, because no one really knows what the final amount of grain is going to be.
Right, and that's the helter-skelter of it all. But I think maybe the conspiratorial stuff starts with having people like Sonny Perdue as the chief ag person, Secretary of Agriculture, during the whole business of COVID, where the money went, where the money goes now, even looking at the farm bill that's been in place for the past 5 years. There's a lot of corruption. I think that's why, John, there's so much cynicism, because people have seen now what happened to lots of the money that was supposed to help the smaller farmers, and this program is for the smaller farmers. There are a lot of family farmers that are growing a lot of grain, a lot of family farmers who are milking a lot of cows, and yet they didn't reap the largesse of the government because it was corrupt. So I think that's why the farmers aren't stupid. They get what's going on, and they don't like it, and they shouldn't, but their voices are not as loud as the people that are the companies that are controlling the four or five big companies that control most of the commodities. And so
it's because of how they allow money to be lobbied in to the government. That's
the
bigger
the
problem.
Farm bill.
And that had, it's more, yes, but it's also the amount of money that can be used for lobbying. And so that's what you're really having to fight. And the problem is that comes back to the Supreme Court decision many years ago, which allowed for silent hush money to be thrown at politics in general.
Yeah, so, Citizens United. Back to, yeah, right.
Yeah. That was viewed as a triumph by probably one party more than the other, and mm-hmm. and that might be more of the root of what your complaint is we should be trying to reverse that decision, which would then maybe help free up a little bit more money out of politics. I mean, we're constantly in a state of re-election. I mean,
yep.
People who run the elections in this country, you get off one campaign, you go work for another one. It's a constant business. And so there's the business of just being in elections. So where there's a lot of money, there's going to be a lot of people chasing it. It doesn't matter, again, if it's in agriculture, if it's in politics, wherever it is, people chase where there's dollars.
Well, because I'm focused on the family farms, that's sort of where I put my money where my mouth is, in a manner of speaking here, and trying to figure out what the best thing is as people get to hear you. We're looking for advice as to how to make their farm more successful. And yeah, mm-hmm. it's a catch. You know, it's like hello. It's like playing Russian roulette, in a manner of speaking. You find some commodities, people come to you, is there a year that people would say, okay, this is a good corn year, or this is a good bean year, or this is a good whatever the commodity is year? Can that be determined early on?
I think that it's probably one of those things where you're seeing it coming in advance. I think that we saw this in 2012, 2013, where cattle suddenly were going to make a lot of money because everybody was getting rid of them in 2012 because of the drought. And that when everybody was running away from them, it's the time to be running towards them, because then 2013, 2014 saw real profit. We saw this kind of going in here the other year when cattle, people were leaving it because it was too expensive to feed them. Now suddenly we're seeing cattle prices significantly higher. So yes, I think that that happens all the time. When everyone's running in one direction, you should be running away from it. When everyone's running away from it, that's probably the time to start looking at the opportunity.
I know in the dairy business, what always happens is we find it here. Milk prices are good. Last year at this time, milk prices were the best they've been for decades. And so farmers are out and bought more cows. We're paying $1,700 for a good Holstein, $1,800 for a good Holstein, $1,400, $1,500 for a good Jersey. The market would normally be for a good Jersey cow, fresh, maybe $1,000, $1,100. And for a good Holstein, just fresh, maybe $1,200, $1,300, $1,400. So the increase was because the price went up, and then the government the government manipulates everything. And that's sort of
don't say that they manipulate, because they aren't necessarily manipulating numbers. If that was the case, then we'd run out of things, or we'd have so much that we couldn't do it.
Maybe my bias here is because I'm a dairy guy and not a grain guy. I'm not from that department. I know that what happens to dairy guys, price fixing, because the government wants to have pool prices where the big producers want them to be, the small guy gets the short end of the stick. And that's maybe my bias here. Maybe I shouldn't apply it to grain because I'm not in that business, but I am in the dairy business, and I know how it works, and it doesn't work to help the small family farmer by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, I think you're right on the dairy part of it, but I think that dairy saw what grain is going through now, and dairy has consolidated over the last 20, 30 years. I mean, 30 years ago, I remember how many 100 cow farms there were across the middle of the country. I'm from Nebraska, and that was very common. There was 100 cow dairy everywhere. Now there's 5,000 head dairies and nothing else. You were talking about strawberries and rhubarb and asparagus and things like that. We're seeing tomato farmers here who are getting absolutely huge with how many of these greenhouses they've got out. You've got guys who have 10, 15 greenhouses, and I have no idea how many acres are under those, but it seems like it's a lot more than what I'm going to grow in my backyard. So how many people are they feeding? It's always about trying to become bigger. I mean, that's what everyone tries to do. That's just the nature of the world, and probably to some extent capitalism is
capitalism.
Getting bigger.
Yeah, I hear that and see it. I'm just not sure it's good for the end user in terms of quality. Hold on a sec. Let's finish this conversation in a matter of moments here. John Sheeve is here, who is the president of Grain at Superior Feed Ingredients. We're talking about grain, and every once in a while, because of my dairy experience and bias, that gets into the conversation. I've heard a lot of you talk about what it is that's going on in your own life, in your own body, in your health and well-being. Your body's not balanced. That's the case with most people who don't feel well. There's too much acidity and not enough alkalinity in your body, and that's where Balance 7 comes in. Every time I talk about this, I know a couple of people get put into a place of having Balance 7 as the prime motivator, the prime manipulator of their bodies, shall we say. So if you want a body that's balanced, then Balance 7 is the ticket. 800-793-9039, 800-793-9039. Balance your body with Balance 7.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Doug Steffen here to talk to you about all natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go, and you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Use Doug. You will feel just fabulous. Get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin as well. So call to balance your body. Use Balance 7. Use the name Doug at 800-793-9039. All right, back for a couple of more minutes. John Sheeve is here from Superior Feed Ingredients. So what do you want to take away? What do you want us to take away from this conversation today? What do you want the family farmer who may be a grain person to take away from what you're saying, where the market is now and where it may be going, and what to do with the farm?
I think the biggest thing that they face is the risk over the next 2 weeks. Over the last 40 years, traditionally the corn market has topped out this week. And that doesn't mean every year. It just means that over time, this is the average time of the year. It's because it's the most weather risk. The next 2 weeks are when we don't know what's going to happen during the pollination period across the middle part of the corn belt, and it will affect the prices. If we have a fairly average size crop, we don't even have to hit the trend line yields. We have so much in carryout. Our exports are too high, and the USDA has been overly aggressive on how much they think we're going to export next year. We can lose quite a bit of yield, and corn prices still do not have to go higher.
Yeah, I think that's another thing we haven't talked about, the way commodity prices are affected by the markets, the overseas markets. The Chinese are, I think, our biggest customer, aren't they? And we're not exactly...
Certainly on beans there.
Yeah, right. They're not. We're not on great terms with them in a number of different ways. So, again, the political realities will shape, I guess, the price of things as well, right?
Exactly. But Brazil is becoming a bigger and bigger important force in our markets, and so we have to to understand that the more Brazil grows, the more they have an effect on the world. And if we become kind of the backup to the rest of the world for our corn that we're produced here, the rest of the world just uses us for our grain bins, basically.
Not exactly a great situation. John, thank you for your insight. Good to have you here. President of Grain and Superior Feed Ingredients, John Sheave, with some interesting and important analysis here on the American Family Farmer.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The hour now on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with my thoughts about the milk marketing system. For those of you who have cows, those of you who are running dairy farms, those of you who are frustrated with the attention and frankly the favoritism that is paid toward the big, huge agribusinesses, the factory farms, cows are just a commodity. They're not beings. They're a means to an end. And I think the government is fully responsible for this. As far as I'm concerned, it's time to move on. The milk marketing system doesn't work. It needs to be reformed. I go back to my earliest memories on the farm, the dairy barn. We used to have, I think there were 14, we milked 14 cows, I think. Some of my happiest memories, getting up early in the morning after I learned how to milk the cows and care for them, doing my part to provide help. on the farm. It wasn't my family farm, but it was a farm. Well, it became my family farm in a sense. But the being around cows like I have been all my life, it's brought some of the nicest memories, but also some of the earliest heartache. Because it's such a tough business. On its best days, it's frustrating the way it's done here in America because of the federal milk marketing order. The system doesn't work. It has never really worked. Dairy farmers work hard, maybe harder than any other kind of farmer, and they deserve a fair and transparent paycheck. For 365 days a year, morning, noon, and night, the system doesn't work. My frustration with it, with the unfairness, the uncertainty of the market, it's one of the issues that has led me to be involved with the National Farmers Union and with Farm Bureau, the American Farm Bureau Federation. And so, you know, what can we do? What are we doing to help? I'm thinking 40, 50 years of What lack of progress, frankly. We shouldn't be paying for the trucking of our milk. That should be paid for by the processor, not the producer. We're the producers. They're the processors. They need the milk in order to sell it, and we need to get it from our farm to the... But how did it get to the point where instead of us bringing it there ourselves, well, they mandated we had to have it brought in trucks, needed to be in tanks. When I was a kid, I'm reflecting back on all of these memories, I remember picking up, there were two jugs. There were the small ones that had 20 gallons in them, and pounds. We always measured milk by the pound. And then the big jugs that I remember lifting, and that's what made me stronger, into the cooler, the 45-gallon jugs. And anyway, so I'm going down memory lane a little bit here with you. There's just the arrogance, I think, of Secretary Vilsack, and it was worse with Sonny Perdue, how they ask you as the dairy farmer to basically carry the load instead of the people who at the end ought to be paying and the people in the middle ought to be paying so that you can continue to produce the good quality product that you are producing. The class pricing formula is crazy. The pooling is crazy. The milk check transparency isn't there. The people that I know here in New England will form their own co-op. I know a couple, three or four guys, actually, who have these two farmers, one in New Hampshire and one in Massachusetts, that share milk. And it's produced under the family farm name, and they sell lots of it because it's good, and they don't have to deal with the federal government at all. Sometimes when you're doing that, you have to pay the pool price to keep it, but I think it's a certain level you don't have to. Anyway, my message here is clear, hopefully. I want an increase for the processors. I think that the milk price formula is a mess. The cheese part of it, the whey part of it, the powder part of it. What you should get is what you deserve for selling milk by the quart, by the gallon, whatever it is. But the current situation is untenable. Dairy farmers have made tremendous strides in improving the quality of the milk, the nutritional value, and then it gets spoiled by being processed by these guys. It's time to restore fairness to our hardworking dairy farm families. That's my thinking. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit bobksound.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.